Hey y'all, this is Ginger DeVries, guest number 56 of the podcast, encouraging you today to use your position to broadcast God's love. God's word says, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. We pray this episode is an encouragement to you to go out and use your position to broadcast his love. From Scotto All Britain Studios, here's your host, Ricky.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Broadcast His Love. This is a podcast where we talk about what life looks like when we decrease our name and increase God's name, because it's all about Jesus living life on purpose with him. And I am so excited for today because we have on Pensacola's sweetheart. I mean, just a joy and someone who you want to be around. She is uplifting, she is encouraging, she is inspiring, and she cares about the person that she's talking with. So she doesn't know you, or maybe she does for you who's listening, but Lisa Longlighter cares about you today. She's going to encourage you and inspire you with what God has her doing here in town that's impacting the whole world. So we'll start off with her introduction just so you can get to know her better. And we are going to talk about each one of these things. Lisa is the director of creative strategy at Red Iron Design, which is a creative local agency here in Pensacola. She's a co-owner and editor-in-chief of the Local Pulse in Pensacola, which is a good news only website. So all the bad news, it's gone. Local Pulse Pensacola. She is a co-chair of the Pensacola Egg Fest. And it happens here in downtown Pensacola at the Blue Wahoo Stadium every year. Huge annual event, bringing in barbecue teams and backyard cooks from all over to support local charities. And I can't wait for you all to hear how much they were able to raise and give back. They just did a big giving. And so we're going to dive into that. She was awarded in 2021 the Community Leader of the Year, an award given by the Pensacola Chamber. It's a PACE award, and that's a huge award for people who know the Pensacola Chamber and all that they do here. It's just a huge award because it really highlights the service, the giving back to area people and, you know, all people, not just the people who are doing the business, but also the people who are on their way to running the business. So really great award. And then this last award that we're going to talk about, I love the meaning behind it, so we're going to dive into that. I know this is a big introduction, but you all are just really going to love Lisa. She won the John Myslack Award for Servant Leadership, which is what we're all about here, Servant Leadership from Entrecon in 2021. So Pensacola sweetheart is here. Lisa, how's it going?
Well, it's fantastic, especially after that intro. I'm receiving everything you said. You know, there are times when I'm like, oh, you know, it's okay, but I'm going to take all of that and hold it close to my heart.
Yes.
So thank you.
In Jesus' name, you are able to do those things because God is so good, right?
God is the best, isn't he?
Yes.
I am so fortunate that I had parents who believed in Jesus and were faithful. And so I learned in the very beginning what it felt like and what it looked like to have a relationship with God.
Amazing. And then you do these big things in the community. So I want to talk about each one and how God is using you. On this podcast, we just love to highlight what people are doing in their communities, mostly here in the Pensacola area, just to encourage the person listening that God is with you on the job. He's with you no matter what season that you're in, to trust him, let him be your confidence. And, you know, if God has called you to do this work, God is with you in it and he will guide you through it. So Red Iron Design, tell us a little bit about what you do with them.
Okay. So Red Iron Design is owned by Doug Jolly, who is my business partner, and the fact that we have a social media agency that I house there. And he is just one of the best people you can meet on this earth. And I met him, we were on a board together for Chain Reaction. So we became friends. And I was working at Cox as a local sales manager and ended up retiring early because I wanted to travel for a year. And so after I traveled for a year, I literally had nothing to do and I wanted to figure out what it was. And so I'd spend time with Doug talking about it and I just never left him. He literally says, I never hired her. I never partnered with her. She just won't leave. And so I opened up a creative agency, a social media agency housed within Red Iron. And we have the best time every single day helping our clients tell their story through social media.
Yeah. I mean, what a time to be in social media, right?
Yes.
You're all about good news, which I love. And I want that. When people talk about social media, especially in the Christian space, it's like really hard to navigate the boundaries of like, of being on social and where your brain goes and how much time you spend on social media.
Right.
And so for you to come from a Christian, a professional perspective and be like, no, I'm going to take care of that for you.
You know, I will tell you, it leads our agency. Our core values lead with, we honor everyone that we are working with. We also honor whoever's following them.
Yeah.
So that leaves you really no room to dishonor anyone.
Right.
So when we're writing copy, we're always thinking about how can we honor the people that are reading this and how can we honor our client? And so it stays true to who we are because we lead with that.
Amen. Is there anything that you could say to just encourage the person listening mm-hmm. about social media?
I will tell you that it has not always been easy. There have been once or twice where I've looked at my husband and said, I'm going to close the agency. I am emotionally exhausted. And the trauma of reading all of these comments and people attacking people that I care about is overwhelming. From D.C. Reeves when he was running for mayor and the private messages people felt they were entitled to send to him.
Oh, no.
To Global Grill because they were vegan and they wanted to take Global Grill out. The trauma, it's called digital trauma. And so there's a book called The Digital Soul. And I may have to send you the correct name. I think that's it. And I read that and it really resonated. I think partly because it was written by two people. One was a marketing professional. The other was a psychologist. And they met at a softball game that their children were playing in, sat next to each other and started talking about their children's use of social media. And so their conversation led to hours and hours of research together and then writing a book about what digital trauma is, how it impacts you, and then how do you move through it and protect your children. Yeah. And so I read that book and what I realized is that it's not just children. It is also adults. How do we protect ourselves? And so everything we do at Red Iron is coming from the space of, we're going to participate in social media in a way that enhances it and makes it a thing that is glorious versus a detriment.
Yeah. And I like the idea of whatever you're posting and doing is not only honoring the business or the person, but it honors the person as well.
So, sure.
And that's got to be hard to kind of turn the other cheek. You know, when somebody's like coming at you.
Well, I didn't say we didn't delete and ban people.
Okay.
if it gets to a certain level, we do have, you know, boundaries. And so,
amen.
You know, for example, what our rule is if you come on one of our clients and we have about 30 of them in the Pensacola area and you say something negative about someone, we have no tolerance. We delete and ban.
Yeah.
If you come on and you discuss a subject and you're not happy about it, we don't ban that because you're not talking about someone. You're not degrading someone.
Yeah.
You're talking about a product.
Right.
So if you come on a Global Grill and say, hey, the fried asparagus wasn't great, which I can't imagine that happening because it's the best.
Gosh, it's so good.
I'm going to let that stay and I'm gonna address it. But if you come on and you degrade one of our servers.
Yeah.
We delete and ban.
Yes.
Because we do not tolerate any dishonoring.
Yeah, that's so good. I love that. I love what you're doing there and how you're just lifting up the businesses and the Doghouse Deli.
I love Doghouse.
I mean, their content.
You know, I will tell you this. Doghouse is easy to write for because the food is so good and Nate is such a character. So,
oh my goodness.
Which he just got married. I don't know if you,
I saw that. Yeah, I think our like church posted congratulations or something.
Yes.
I love that. Yeah, they're a hoot and they've got great hot dogs. So if you're ever in Pensacola,
they have the best burgers.
Yes.
He's an excellent chef.
Yes. You are the co-owner and editor in chief of the Local Pulse. And this is so unique because it's only good news.
So I will tell you, this was really a result. I had no intention of buying a newspaper. And I read this book. And as I was reading it, I just so happened to have a conversation and realize that the Pulse is what it was before.
Yeah.
Was a dormant website. You know, not much was going on it. And I was like, well, it's got so many followers from 5 years ago. It was really a political website about 5-6 years ago. So I reached out to the owner and asked him if I could buy it. And he said, you can't buy it, but you can partner with me on it. So I literally went into business with Chris Phillips.
Yeah.
And then I brought Doug and Gerald with me, who are my Pensacola Egg Fest and then Red Iron.
Yeah.
And so we decided to change the format to Good News Only, because I had been reading the digital trauma book, and realized that what my responsibility was as someone who has access to be able to put information out there is to give people a respite. There's nothing in Pensacola that is doing the work that we're doing and the way we're doing it, where what you can rest assured is if you're looking at current material. Obviously, you can Google older stuff. If you're looking at current material, it is good news, and it's honoring of the people that we're talking about. And so Monday through Wednesday, we focus on local small businesses and honoring them, telling their story. And then Thursday and Friday is about entertainment, and then Saturday is about health and wellness.
I cannot wait to ask you what Bible verse is encouraging you in this season because of just who you are in this, but I
got some for you.
Okay, well, I can't wait, but... I just wanted to like dive a little bit more into this local Pulse, because of how you have shifted the conversation and made it good news and just bringing such light to positive things that give back so much. And the things that you're writing about, I was on your website and it's like people stories.
People. Well, I will tell you this. This is how I feel about people. First of all, I think humans are so amazing. And the fact that they think differently, they do different things, I find them fascinating. I'm clearly directed by my faith to honor. It's how, you know, you honor God and you honor others. And then psychology, if you're not faith-filled, just basic psychology says people have three needs. Yeah. They want to be seen, heard, and loved. And so what I teach my team at Red Iron is if you want a post to land, make sure that post lets them know you've seen them and heard them or love them, and a minimum of two. If you do all three in a post, it's going to go viral.
Yeah.
People will flock to it, to the messaging, because that's their three needs. And so when we're writing for Local Pulse, it's all about seeing people and letting them know that we see them, we hear them, and we love them.
And that to me, for you who's listening, we pray the prayer from John 3:30, decrease me, increase you. Mm-hmm. While you were talking, I'm thinking the scripture, decrease me, increase you, God. And that's what's happening here.
Right. It is, I am motivated by several things. One, I have been treated this way in my life.
Yeah.
I have people in my life that see me, that love me, that hear me. And I also am motivated by, I want to leave a legacy of someone coming into my presence and leaving in a way that they feel better about themselves, and especially around women.
Yes.
And so, you know, I have a team and I gravitate towards women who have extraordinary talent, but have not either utilized it or don't believe they have it. And there are women on my team, you know, one came to me who was recovering from cancer, had not worked in a while, and was not feeling great physically and not necessarily mentally either, but was learning to train themselves.
Yeah.
And so she ended up, because she's our leader.
I know who you're talking about, because Ellie. I've seen all of her reels. Ellie.
She's amazing.
She's a fighter.
She's filled with joy.
Yes.
She fought cancer, but she needed a space where her creativity could be utilized in a way where she was giving back.
I mean, and you just let her go, girl.
Oh, I let her go. There's no containing her.
No, I mean, Okay, I watch all of her videos.
I know.
I've seen the chocolate one. I've seen the farmer's market one. I know her mom.
Yeah. Like, oh, her mom. And she gets it, honestly, from her mother.
I mean, her they were great.
Yes.
And they cooked a recipe. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, that sounds really good. I never thought about getting a bunch of local fresh vegetables to make this one dish.
And, you know, that's one person. I will tell you, another person came to me and said, when I said, hey, I've watched you for the last year and a half. I watch people.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah.
I've watched you for the last year and a half, and I feel like you've got the skill set. Are you interested in doing some writing for us? And probably about 3 months into the process, she said to me, I'm going to be transparent with you and tell you that being in my mid-40s, being divorced, trying to find a job, I couldn't get a job. I cannot explain to you what it has meant to me for you to see me and to appreciate the talent and to let me do the job.
Yeah.
And so again, I hands off, because these women, they write like crazy. And so this one was Dana Hoff, and she's probably our funniest person on the team.
Like, but that's what it's all about. Like,
we
make
die
laugh.
Laughing all the time.
Yes.
Like, we always want her input into anything that we're doing. She has a creative spin that most of us haven't thought through yet.
Yeah.
And so the fact that no one saw her, heard her, or loved her in a way that positioned her to be able to have a job that supported her family was heartbreaking to me.
Yeah.
And so
she's great. I like her content too.
She's phenomenal. And so I'm partnering with her to position her to brand herself so that she can get the job she was meant to get.
That's awesome. So. And like, you know, that's the fun thing about serving God is he's a big God. He can do all things. Like, look at the waves. Look at the ocean. Look at babies.
I mark my words. The people that she applied to will regret not hiring her. This woman is phenomenal.
Yes.
So,
but to see that in someone and then encourage it, that is what we are called to do as believers, is be life-giving. Mm-hmm. Be a breath of fresh air in the office today. Be the source of someone's joy, because when you overflow from the love of God, you can't help but radiate goodness because of who God is.
Right.
I mean, doesn't the ocean, the Gulf, as we say here in Pensacola, it takes your breath away, right?
Yes. The sunsets. I mean, can you find a better sunset than September and October in Pensacola? Or right now, the other night, my husband and I were driving because he used to be the chief of police, so he still thinks this is his city. So we drive down Palafox every night. And at Jacko's, you know, when you look over to the Wahoos, that it was phenomenal.
Yes, it's just glorious. Like, we get to live here. We get to do life here. Mm-hmm. And we get to do life with this amazing community of, to me, people like yourself who are good people, who are encouraging others and seeing the good and doing great things. So
the team is filled with women
that
have not necessarily been seen, loved, and heard.
Yeah.
And they are thriving.
Yeah.
And the Local Pulse is just a platform for them to be able to build their own brand and move on to whatever it is they are called to do.
Yeah.
And so I love the fact that I'm able to deliver good news and also help these women.
Yeah. Amen. That's so good. For you who's listening, I pray that that encourages you. Maybe if you've been treated bad by like a female boss or something like that, don't give up. Don't lose hope. Let God be the one that you're working with today. You know, you're working for the Lord. Just remember that God is your source. And so if you have been tainted or hurt or feel like you're damaged in any way by like a female boss, pray for them, pray that God uses them for God's glory, and just let God change your heart on that. Because one of my favorite bosses in the whole wide world, I had breakfast with her this morning, Jennifer Parnell at the world famous Floribama.
How funny.
She was the best.
I don't know her.
Oh goodness, girl. It's time. Like, it's going to, what's the Floribama too? So like, if you wanted to make that connection, like, let's go hang out at the Floribama.
I mean, that's a horrible invite. I know.
Her office is right there. Yes. It's great. The last event thing that we're going to, or like business that you're involved in here, which I don't even know, is this a nonprofit? The Egg Fest?
It is.
It's a nonprofit. Mm-hmm.
It's not a 501(c), but it is a nonprofit.
Okay. tell us the good news that you have for the Eggfest.
So what I love to do is enjoy getting to know people and then also eating a meal with them. And so myself and Doug Jolly and Gerald Hall were on a board together. And we were trying to come up with a fundraiser. And I remember Gerald saying, oh, we could do an egg fest. And I was like, that's gross. No one's going to come out and eat a bunch of eggs. Yeah. That's how little I knew back in 2013.
Yeah.
Fast forward to now, and we formed a nonprofit, and we love to give money away.
Yeah.
We really do. Like, we were giving our own personal money away.
Yeah.
And then we're like, why can't we invite others into the process? We also love to cook and we love to eat. Some of us love to eat more than cook. That would be me.
Amen.
And so the boys love to cook. And so we decided on an egg fest. And here we are 11 years later hosting what was originally a one-time event each year to now we're probably doing about 30 cooks a year, but the big event's still in November.
Yeah.
And we gave on Monday morning, we met with 10 different nonprofits, took some photos and handed out $131,000.
Oh,
and
my
so
goodness.
That was from last year. And so it's meaningful work in the fact that we love doing it and it prospers our community. It prospers the nonprofits that we care about. We really focus on children's charities. Mm-hmm. I remember Raleigh, Pensacola coming to us and saying,
yes,
hey, when a child has cancer and it's a two-parent household, one has to quit their job to stay home and take care of them because they're sick. That means you go from two incomes to one.
Yep.
Then you can't pay your bills. And so there's a local program where they can apply for a $1,500 scholarship to pay their bills. We fund that.
Amazing.
And so there's so many nonprofits doing so much good work mm-hmm. that this is just another way for us to come alongside them and support them.
Thank you for doing that, because I think it's easy to ignore that.
Mm. I think people are already doing really good work. All I'm doing is helping them.
Yeah, amen.
And when I say me, I mean all the Eggfest team.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's people from all over.
Yes. So, you know, we have Mo Kayson, who I randomly emailed in 2013 and asked him to show up, and I couldn't pay him any money, but it was for charity.
Yeah.
And now he's gone on, you know, he's been on, he's had several TV shows, just published a National Geographic cookbook.
Amazing.
And then we have a friend that lives in New Zealand that travels. We don't pay him either, but he comes over and cooks for us. And like, we just made friends all over the world because of barbecue.
Yeah. And Bob Solarski.
Bob Solarski is a really good.
He's a really good cook.
I know.
He is so good.
You wouldn't know it just thinking, hey, he's news.
Yeah,
you
news
know,
guy.
No,
he is the anchor man. But Jared Willits, of course, like Jared Willits, but like evening news
right,
guy.
Right, right.
Like Bob Solarski.
He's
out
excellent.
There, and he is like a little kid.
Yes.
Cooking.
He gets so excited about food.
I know.
He should actually host a cooking show.
He, like, how has that not happened?
I know.
That would be some good news.
Get on that, Bob.
I know, right? Yes. Okay. So I do want to talk about the award with the John Mieslak for servant leadership from EntreCon in 2021. Sure. So you were talking to me a little bit about it, but mm-hmm. I just think that it would really encourage the person listening, the little story you shared with it, if you don't mind.
So I think that is probably the best award I've ever won. And it's because of the backstory of it. So John Mieslak, I don't know if you know his wife, Louise Mieslak. She owns a Glowology, it's a salon in town. And he passed away, I think, 4 years ago. And he was best friends with Quint Studer. And I used to work for Quint. And Quint is one of my dearest friends. And so I remember when he was passing away, when he was dying, and Quint spent time with him and would just sit with him for hours. Mm-hmm. And he told Quint, I want you to promise me, I want you to move forward telling people that you love them. They need to know that, Quint.
Yeah.
And so Quint normally didn't do that. And so it was awkward in the beginning. He tells a story about one time he was in Chicago and he was leaving his client. He turned and looked at him right before the Uber got there. And he said, hey, Mark, I want you to know I love you. And he said, Mark didn't say a word. And he's like, well, that was awkward. Gets in the car, goes to the airport. And 3 weeks later, he gets a letter from Mark saying, thank you for being here and just telling him all these great things. And at the end, he said, I want you to know I love you too.
Oh.
So people do hear you. Don't give up.
Compassion.
Yes. And so this leadership, servant leadership award is really based on someone who lived his life in a way that I want to live my life. I want to keep living like that.
Amen.
I want to teach people, this is how you love others well.
Yeah.
You know, my husband does a great job of loving me well.
Yeah.
I want my family does a great job of loving me well. I want others to know that feeling.
I do too. Yeah. Lisa, I love that.
And people have three needs to be seen, loved, and heard.
Seen, loved, and heard. Yes. And Quint, to go back to that, he has built so much of this community, which I was kind of like, I don't want to say getting emotional, but just like, it was just his heart pounding moment for me of like this city being built on love.
Oh, yeah. So just because he didn't say it didn't mean he wasn't feeling it or working out of it.
Yes.
You know, he, I will tell you, working with him for... since 2014, I've worked on and off projects with him.
Yeah.
And he, without a doubt, is one of the most generous people I've ever met.
Yes.
He is the most generous person I've ever met.
Yeah.
And there were times when I had cancer and I was working through that the gift that him and Rishi gave me of support, love, finance, like it was part of what got me through that.
Wow. I wasn't
married at the time. And I was, you know, trying to make it on my own and pay for all my medical expenses at MD Anderson, because insurance doesn't cover a lot.
Yeah.
And so I just remember getting off a plane, somebody calling me from his office and saying, hey, don't worry, in your surgery tomorrow, Quint wants you to know he's taking care of your deductible. What? Like, who does that? And it's not coming from a place of wealth. It's coming from a place of love. And just because, like I said, just because he didn't say, I love you a lot before John.
Yeah.
It was still there. And so his actions are filled with love.
They are. They are. Amazing. When we were pregnant with, I can't remember which kid it was, but he would check in. Hey, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm doing good, man. Mm-hmm. And him and Rishi have the children's hospital here.
She's the best.
I know. I see her at Bodacious.
Yes.
I love it.
She's so fun.
And by the way, Bodacious is a great place if you want to meet up with girlfriends there. They have a great gift shop, but then they also have these amazing cheese boards.
They're upstairs.
Upstairs.
Listen, that is the secret to Bodacious.
I know.
Don't stay downstairs.
Go upstairs.
Go upstairs and order it's a tray for two, $24.
Yes.
A beautiful cheese board, but it's on a cracker.
Yes.
Who does that?
And it's a lot more bang for your buck.
Yes.
Like, it's like, oh, wow, all this cheese.
And they have free samples of Bellini.
Yes, they do. Cheers. Cheers, they do. Yes. Oh, my goodness. So much fun. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, check them out.
You're welcome, people.
You're welcome. I mean, we've really talked about the food today.
Yes, we have. I love food.
Ditto. What Bible verse is encouraging you in this season?
So I'm going to share quickly two Bible verses. How much time do I have?
I mean, you go, girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to share two different things. One is more work related. And this happened it happened when I got cancer, but then it continued to really support me. And that is Exodus 14:14. Yeah. So don't be afraid, stand still and watch the Lord rescue you. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent. And so what I would say is that when I first read that, I took that very personally. I was like, oh, wow, Jesus is fighting for me. But when you go back and read the history of what's happening here, it's really the Israelites, and they are being delivered from slavery, and they are walking with Moses, and ahead of them is the great cloud and the great angel. Mm-hmm. And at some point, Pharaoh changes his mind and says, I want you back. Yeah. And so he gathers up his army and he starts chasing them. And they get to the Red Sea and realize, I can't cross the Red Sea. We can't cross the Red Sea. Mm-hmm. And they turn and look, and there's Pharaoh's army. Mm-hmm. And they're stuck. Mm-hmm. And so they turn to Moses and they say, we should have never done this. This is your fault. We could have... it would have been much better if we just stayed there with them and died in slavery than to die out here. And then he says to them, don't be afraid. and stand still and watch the Lord rescue you. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent. And silent doesn't mean silence. What silence really means is to hold your peace.
Yeah.
Hold your peace.
Yes.
And so I have had to learn how to hold my peace while others come against me.
Yes.
I have had to learn when I'm criticized, I just need to hold my peace.
Yeah.
And I don't get it right every day, but man, I sure am working on it. Yeah. I had to learn when I had cancer that I'm going to be okay. I'm just going to hold my peace. I'm going to talk to Jesus about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really hard to hold my peace and not be rude.
Yes.
And not be rude. Like with a big personality, I'm like, Lord.
I'm very Jesus. Direct. I want to tell people. I feel like people need to know what I think, which is not true. But I do feel like that. And so I really, this is about me and the fact that it's not about me being silent, but it's really about me holding my peace. And what that means is looking internally and then looking straight up and saying, God, you have this. I'm going to tell you all about it.
Yes.
But I'm going to keep my mouth shut with somebody else.
Look up.
So
look up to the heavens, like ask God for the prayer that you're praying right now. Like look up to the sky.
And then I will tell you the prayer that sometimes goes along with that is, God, what is it that you want me to know right now?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm quiet. Because when I was going through cancer, I thought I was going to die, literally. And I was like, why? I have so much good to still do.
Yeah.
And so I would ask that every day. Like, what is it you want me to know right now? Hold your peace. Ask the question, what is it you want me to know right now?
That's good.
And then the second is, I'm embarrassed to tell you this, but the Old Testament is difficult. And so I typically steer away from it, but I was convicted at the beginning of the year to start reading again.
Awesome.
So I just started in 1 Kings, and it's where I got my word for the year. I know.
What's your word for the year?
So my word for the year is discernment. And I read this about Solomon and I was like, dude, he's got it. So give your servant a discerning. God asked him, of all the things you want, I'll give you anything you want. What is it? And he said, give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and distinguish between right and wrong.
Yep.
1 Kings 3:9. So what I will tell you is that my word for the year is discernment, because I want to know what's right and wrong, and I want to do the right thing.
Right.
And I'll end with this. My husband is very, he's good at this. Doing the right thing. He says it. Let's do the right thing, Lisa. And I remember when he was chief of police. He retired for 1 week and then went to work for Chip as chief deputy. So, the sheriff.
Yeah.
Sheriff Simmons. And the first day that he was sworn in that afternoon, his first job, Chip handed him a bunch of files and said, these are things that I don't necessarily think the best decision was made in the previous administration. And I want you to go back and look at them all and come back and give me a report as to what you think we should do. And so my husband spent the first couple of days doing that. And he came back and said, here's my recommendations. And then the sheriff, because he also believes, just do the right thing.
Yeah.
Did the right thing and made people whole. Went back and reinstated them to positions they had before.
Yeah.
Or he corrected the wrong.
That's so good.
Because my husband and the sheriff believe that you just do the right thing.
Right.
And so I want enough wisdom to know what is the right thing.
Yes. Amen. And that's a huge prayer to pray, because wanting to do the right thing and actually doing it, it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's like when I'm writing thank you notes, I always think, if I write a word wrong and I try to like correct it, but you can tell I messed it up. And this is just a story to paint the picture for you of like doing the right thing is hard, but this is a very small story. The words that narrate in my head are, do the right thing. So I throw the thank you note out and get another one, you know, do the right thing. You know, people don't want to see a sloppy thank you note, you know? And that is true with anything in business, in life, even if it takes more time, even if it's hard, even if it costs you money, like do the right thing, because that's what God would do, you know?
Right. And if you want to honor people, you're going to do the right thing.
Yes.
Even if it's the most difficult thing. the way to honor people is to always do the right thing for them.
That's what this episode's going to be called. Honoring people.
Okay. I like it.
Honoring people.
I like it.
That is, I just love how much we've talked about honor today.
You know, yeah. There's a really good sermon that Nathan Pulley did about honoring people a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
You may want to reference that. I'll put it in the description.
But it was
the day that I think that my grandson got dedicated.
Oh yeah. Cause that one was really,
yes.
I walked away from that Sunday service and I'm like, I don't feel good right now. Like I got to really pray about some things in my life, how I'm honoring the people around me.
It was so good.
It was so good. The last thing I wanted to ask you was connecting with you. How do you connect with people?
Sure.
Through Red Iron or
what? I am on Facebook.
Okay.
And I am on Instagram and I'm easy to find.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and like Local Pulse, check it out.
Yes. Local Pulse.
Yes.
So
definitely check it out because it is encouraging. It's good news. One of our favorite people ever who's been on the podcast multiple times, McKenna Curtis, is one of the contributors on Fridays.
She's so great.
No, she's amazing. I love her. And just thank you for all that you're doing with all the things. The Red Iron Design, Local Pulse, Pensacola Egg Fest. Just how those things are giving back to others. Let's pray.
Okay. Well, before we pray, if your listeners have a good story,
yes,
that they can email to news@localpulse.com. Our whole team gets that email. Yeah. So
news@localpulse.com. Mm-hmm. And we will link that in the description of this podcast. And yeah, I mean, if you've got a good story about someone or something or mm-hmm. something that you saw or someone you want to highlight, you know,
an
like
honor.
The Quint Studer stories, yeah. like, that was amazing.
Yeah.
If somebody has done something like that and you felt encouraged by what happened, email.
Yes.
Email. So good. Let's pray.
Okay.
Father God, thank you for Lisa. Thank you for the work that you have her doing. And you just see the work that she's doing. And I just feel like you're so proud of her. You're so proud of her. You are our Heavenly Father, and you are with us through all of this. And thank you so much for letting us talk to you about whatever's on our hearts, that we can just bring it to you. And then we can ask you for help. We can ask you for discernment. We can ask you for peace. And Lord, you provide. And like your word says, you do abundantly more than all we can ask, think, or imagine. And so we just trust you. We have joy in who you are, and we trust in the plan that you have for our lives. And so I just pray for the person listening, if they were encouraged to know more about you, Jesus, that they accept you into their heart as their Lord and Savior. You died for us on the cross. You rose from the grave and you're coming back. And we know that life with you is super abundantly more. And so we are just not only drawn to you, but we look to you for guidance and for everything that we need. We know that you will provide all that we need. Lord, just decrease us and increase you. And I pray for the person who's listening, if they were encouraged by this episode, to get plugged into a local Bible-believing church, tell them about the decision that they've made to follow you, Jesus, and invite a friend with you to church this weekend. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, this is Dustin, one of the pastors at Grace Bible Church in Sebring, Florida. Thanks for tuning in to listen to Broadcast His Love with Ricky Van Stewart. I hope you will also consider joining us on our podcast as well. Our hope is to encourage you, inspire you, and compel you towards a closer walk with Jesus and one another. You can find us on every platform where podcasts are offered by simply searching for Grace Bible Church Sebring. Again, this is Pastor Dustin, and I hope to get to connect with you very soon.
Hey, this is Mark Stockland, pastor and CEO for Haiti Bible Mission in Jeremy, Haiti. If you'd like to follow along with what we're doing in Jeremy, Haiti, you can check us out at HaitiBibleMission.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We'd love to get you guys connected with what we're doing in Jeremy, Haiti, and how you can partner with us to live the difference, to help empower leaders to transform communities. God bless you guys, and have a great day.
Hey everyone, it's Erica with Glassy Day Studio, where we believe every broken, discarded, and disrupted thing will be reclaimed, restored, and redeemed by the one who created and calms the waves. Glassy Day jewelry is shaped from recycled surfboard resin, and each design is named after a woman in the Bible. And 10% of every purchase supports foster care ministries. Check it out at glassydaystudio.com. And thanks for listening. And if this episode has drawn you closer to Christ, please share it with your friends and family, or even one person that might find encouragement in the message and a deeper relationship with Christ. God bless and have a great week.
This is amazing.